Greek survivors stepped ashore to make this astonishing sculpture. It's easy to mock Frobenius, but at the beginning of the 20th century, Europeans had very limited knowledge of the traditions of African art. For painters like Picasso, Nolde, or Matisse, African art was Dionysiac, exuberant and frenetic, visceral and emotional. But the restrained, rational, Apollonian sculptures of Ife clearly came from an orderly world of technological sophistication, sacred power, and courtly hierarchy, a world in every way comparable with the historic societies of Europe and Asia. And as with all great artistic traditions, the sculptures of Ife present a particular view of what it means to be human. Babatunde Lawal, Professor of Art History at Virginia Commonwealth University.
Frobenius, around 1910, assumed that maybe the survivors of the Greek lost Atlantis might have made these heads. And he predicted that if a full figure were to be found, the figure would reflect the typical Greek proportion, say about the head constituting about 1/7 of the whole body. But when a full figure was eventually discovered at Ife, the head was just about 1/4 of the body, you know, complying with the typical proportion characterizing much of African art, you know, the emphasis on the head because it is the crown of the body, the seat of the soul, the site of identity.